Blog Talk Radio.
Put it in.
I don't hear a buzz.
Nope. There's nothing being recorded.
Oh, okay.
You just cranked up too high?
Start the stream. And turn the sound on.
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Good news. Rob was not hit by that drunk driver at South by Southwest. Bad news. Rob was not hit by that drunk driver at South by Southwest. Here's the show.
That is cold, Chuck Landington.
Covering all his bases. Covering all his bases.
That was a scary situation. I'll talk about it in a little bit. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, episode 251. Fun fact, episode 201. Also a South by Southwest return from 1 year ago.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's crazy times, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly gentlemen.
So
not
we have a milestone, and then you almost get hit by a car, is what you're saying. It's a repeating pattern.
Mm. Uh-oh, next year I'm clearly going to be dead if I go to South by Southwest.
What would have been more likely to kill you, the drunk driver or that incredibly large rib that you ate?
Oh, definitely the rib.
I say the drunk driver because he's used to gigantic ribs and not
but
joking.
That will event the rib will eventually kill
slower.
Him slowly
yeah.
But
yeah.
He managed to evade the drunk driver.
In case you haven't heard though, the drunk driver we're talking about was the on the Wednesday night of South by Southwest, a drunk driver was driving a stolen vehicle and was asked to pull over and then evaded cops, zigzagging through traffic, and then there's closed off streets at South by Southwest because there's so many people that they just end up going out on the streets. So on this one particular street, there were lines to get into this venue, huge lines, and the drunk driver crashed through the barrier and ran people over, killing two, injuring 23. And he's going to be...
It was like a war zone, it looked like.
It was... Well, yeah, it was crazy.
And it was like a dude who was performing at South by Southwest, right?
Like yeah, but it like didn't seem like he was like a big...
No,
like,
it's nobody had ever heard of.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So super scary. And the scariest thing was 2 hours ago. Oh.
Some audio from that event.
Oh!
Oh, I guess one of those drops was checked to play in the queue after that. Sorry about that.
Do we know what direction he was driving?
What do you mean?
It was south by southwest.
Oh, boy.
I figured somebody had to make that joke. Come on.
Well, the scary
I'm glad
thing
it
is,
wasn't me. Usually I'm the one who
you're
makes
welcome.
2 hours before that, I was on that very line that the guy ran over. Mm. So that's
who were you waiting to see?
Les Claypool's Duo de Twang.
Is that who was playing inside the venue that people were on the line for?
Not at the time. I mean, he already played. I couldn't get in, actually, and it was kind of – I was bitching out the venue in my head like, oh, these – because I was the first person on the line, so I thought it was one in, one out. It wasn't. They weren't letting anybody in.
We have a weird phone number holding.
All right. Let's put them on.
Is it Les Claypool?
Maybe.
140. You're on the live pass.
Yeah. Hey, good day.
Hello.
Good day.
Hey, it's Matt from Australia. How's it going?
How's it going, Matt from Australia?
Yeah, I was the guy who, around about December or so, I was planning a trip to New York and all that and to try to find all the Metal Injection Livecast, like, monuments and, like landmarks, like J2 Pizza and all that.
Did you do that
Which,
yet?
By the way, not bad.
Oh. J2 Pizza?
You went to J2 Pizza?
Oh, let's hear about this.
Yeah, no. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting. Not as dewy as I was expecting either, compared to the rest of the city.
Well, yeah, like in the video that I did, you could see on the Metal Injection Livecast YouTube page, no Jews working in there, all Mexicans. Ironic.
But well, not really.
Only Jews eating.
Yeah.
Dewy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that, Yeah, I mean, I found more in Selwyn, like in more of them working there, and more like the ones in like Manhattan, in, like Midtown area. So, yeah, bigger.
So, what did you order?
I just had just like a regular kind of cheese pizza. I knew that like if I was to go in there and ask like a pepperoni or something like that, they'd just like shush me out the door or something like that, or get their chauffeurs and like chauffeur me out.
Did you explain to them why you were there?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone in the future.
Yeah, I thought I should have given you a name drop, but then, you know, I'm not getting paid for it, so.
You could have just. You know those guys that always crank call you asking about J1? They're the ones that sent me here, so maybe you shouldn't hang up on them.
Yeah.
Maybe you should answer them,
too. Hey, I'm snitches get stitches, so. if I talk, then.
What else did you visit? Where else did you go?
Where else did I go? I was only in New York for about maybe 4 or so days, and one of the days I was really sick.
Oh,
the day after J2 pieces, so.
There you go.
So, you know, what does that tell you?
Stitches get stitches.
Yeah, no, it was mainly just a short trip into Brooklyn and maybe just Manhattan and like Times Square. I stayed around kind of the Midtown area.
Did you go to the Sirius building where the Jose Mangan is a piece of shit?
I did not go to the Sirius building. I thought I saw the Sirius building, but I didn't go inside. But Jose Mangan is a piece of shit for what he did to Robert.
Jose Mangan is a piece
of shit. Oh, come
on.
He didn't do anything to me.
It wasn't his doing. He's a great man.
He's the one that told you were fired, though.
Yes, he
so he did that to you.
He didn't. He was following.
Yeah,
it's
just
okay.
Like the Nazis.
Oh, come on.
They probably had to the liquid metal department. Okay, we need to make, you know, X amount of cards. And he was probably, oh, that Rob, he goes first.
He was like, Jose, the guy who runs Sirius, he's like, Jose, you have a choice. You either fire a DJ or we confiscate your tortilla press. He's like, no, that's the reason why I've made it this far in my career. So let's get rid of that Rob guy.
I wasn't the only one let go, though.
Well, that's how much he values his tortilla press. He's like, just for next time you come to me, I'm going to fire two now. And that way next time you don't even
have much? Jeez, how much for your tortilla thing did he keep then? If you're asking anyone, how much did he get to keep?
All of it. It's one tortilla press, but it's his prized possession.
Yeah.
He can make people tacos.
Did he take back all the lighters that he gave you, Rob?
No, I still have them all over. I brought one to Austin as well.
Oh, nice.
Did you leave it there?
He tried, though.
I did it. I did eventually lose it, yes.
Nice. He's contacted Rob several times about all those lighters.
I really have a lot. There's one in every room, basically, so I'm always within arm's reach of a lighter.
That's Rob's revenge. That Jose wants to take the lighters back, and he won't return the calls.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Is it like Vinnie Paul giving out autographs? He always just has them in like an arm's length. He just has so many of them.
Oh, it's Jose. Here's a lighter.
If someone could get a Jose autographed by Vinnie Paul, top of
you
eBay.
Win the live cast.
Right here, yeah.
What were you going to say, Matt?
Yeah, I was just going to say happy, you know, belated 250 episodes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I remember I was listening to the Tracheotomy podcast on a train, on a plane from Montreal to Vegas, and I swear to God, the people next to me probably thought I was having, like, a seizure. Because I was trying to, like, contain laughter.
That was great.
You're quite the globetrotter.
Yeah.
No. Australia to New
York.
Vegas, good Lord.
So you didn't go to the
What was that, sorry?
You didn't go to the Grand Prospect Hall?
I did not go to the Grand Prospect Hall.
How about the Great Yankee Stadium?
We don't want him going.
What was that?
Oh, game's going on.
Yeah. Take a tour.
You can go look at it. Take a piss on the side of the
wall. No, that's fair.
What's that in the Bronx, the Great Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
I went to watch some kind of sport. I went to mainly Newark. Ugh.
Oh, was it hockey?
Play the play the Sid sound effect, because that's basically what Newark is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a dumpy.
Yeah,
if I ever knew one.
It actually wasn't.
Yeah,
bad.
Like
less dumpy than I expected.
Well, but this is the best.
Yeah,
Newark.
That's
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like that, and like Meadowlands. They had the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, well, Metal in New York, that's East Rutherford.
That's kind of, yeah, it's close.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically anywhere in Jersey.
Well, no, but Newark is on the level, though. Newark is really bad.
My dad works next to Newark. It's all like warehouses and just swamps.
That's the good part.
Yeah.
That's
most
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much like the Marriott next to the stadium, and the stadium, like, that's it. And the train station to get out.
That's what Jersey is, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that is
exactly what it is.
And, like, douchebag areas.
Matt, Antonio Inoki, if I say it.
Yeah, you said that perfectly.
Very nice.
He wants to know if you visited Yeshiva Rambam.
I did not see the Yeshiva Rambam. They would have spotted me a mile away and sounded the shruggy buzzer.
But
they would have been like, hey, Goyim coming through. Watch out.
Really? Are you an African-Australian?
No. That doesn't even exist.
Well, there's Aborigines.
Well, he's not an African.
Yeah, well, that's what they are, Sid. Thank you. Thank you for being cultured, Sid.
You're welcome.
The shvuggy buzzer is when black people walk in the store. That's
not white.
Well, what's the one for, like, the goyim? Is there a thing for that, or is it just
I don't know of a
nothing.
Goyim. But there could be.
I don't know. We have, like, this is basically how I learned my Jewish culture. Because there's, like, no Jewish people.
But I mean,
there's a very, very, like, a very minute population in Sydney.
But also, you could be a goyim with a sad case of the Jew face, and then you blend right in. We don't know. We don't know what you look like.
True. True for that.
Mm-hmm. It all depends how big your nose is.
Could look like
not that big, but no, I just wanted to thank you guys just for, you know, the free kind of entertainment. I think I started listening to that episode when I think Sean got like a colonoscopy or something back when he was a regular on the show.
Yeah.
I have to get one of those.
And yeah, from like...
Not a colonoscopy. I have to get the finger up there.
Oh. I've had all of that stuff.
I just hit the big 4-0.
You don't have to get the camera up there yet?
Not yet. I can ask for it.
Not yet.
Make sure they just use a little lube.
Let's see what's going on up there.
Put a little behind the scenes thing on the YouTube page.
Well, they didn't knock me out for the peony camera.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you have. You might have been able to ask for
it. No, I asked.
And they said no?
Said it's impossible. They have to be awake, and it's something to do with the body. You know, you have to be awake. You can't do it while the person
is out. They just wanted to torture you.
Maybe.
When I got the colonoscopy, they knocked me right out. And I did ask for a CD of the recording of it so we could upload it, but they didn't have it.
Why did you have one?
Because I had diverticulitis, and my doctor wanted me to get my insides all checked out.
Yeah, that's rough, diverticulitis. Yeah. I had a friend who had that.
Got to take a lot of antibiotics. But it made me sort of paranoid. Like, did they just knock me out and not do anything? Are they covering this up?
Well,
because I woke up and I felt fine. Like, my ass didn't feel torn up or
hurt.
Gooky. But it didn't feel like anything happened. So then they also didn't have any proof that something happened. So I was like,
it's a thin camera. I mean...
Yeah, I guess.
Or it has a really wide butthole.
It's possible. I do poop a lot. It's probably pretty pushed out.
Maybe the doctor has thin fingers.
Do you ever suspect that, like, they like, played with you and, like...
Yeah. Well, I would have felt something. I'm saying it when I woke up, it felt like nothing happened.
Is it really a bad thing if they played with him and he didn't experience it?
Yeah, whatever.
Just like you say with the babies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm fine. I'm not traumatized. Whatever.
You don't think your body knows?
I guess if it does, it's okay with it, I guess. So, all right.
Your brain wants you to go camp. Your body wants you to go
camping. I'm a married man. That's as close as I'm going to get to sex with anyone else, so... All right.
You know, you gotta make it count. You gotta save it while it lasts.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Jews.
All right, guys. Well, I gotta get.
Yeah, we're gonna hang up on you as well, so you don't have to say goodbye.
Yeah,
guys, I gotta get back to work. All right. Could I get the Fate of Black to talk about Dave Mustaine?
The what?
Dave Mustaine, Fate of Black.
Could I get the goodbye to talk about Dave Mustaine?
Oh, just say it. Me to say it? Oh, we don't have it on file.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Goodbye. Yeah, so today is Purim. That's what you were getting at, right?
Yes.
What is Purim? Because my accountant refused to finish my taxes this weekend because it was Purim.
Purim. First of all, he's just lazy. Yeah. Purim is not a holy holiday.
He just wanted to get dressed up.
Yeah, Purim is a...
It's like Halloween, right?
No, it's a real holiday that means something completely different, but the Jews adopted it so that they could have their own Halloween and made they make their kids dress up in costumes.
When do we know when they first decided to make it their own Halloween?
They were doing it when I was a kid, so probably at least 30, 40 years. I don't know before that, but it's not a traditional Jewish thing, like in the biblical times or anything.
But like, how does something like that spread where like that's like universally now the Jewish Halloween?
Because Purim is like the only fun Jewish holiday where you're
Hanukkah
not...
is fun. It's supposed to be fun.
But it's not about like death or anything like that, right? It's the only holiday where you're not
most
suffering.
Of them. I would say most of them. There may be a couple other ones. Mm. But
maybe that's why.
But Hanukkah is like another festive one. You know, you're supposed to be happy and, you know, eat and be around your family. But the rest of them are just, well, you're supposed to be miserable.
That's the ridiculous thing. It's a Jewish holiday where you're supposed to be around your family and they think that's going to be a happy holiday.
Yeah, well, on paper it sounds
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, so it's a holiday that commemorates the deliverance of the Jewish people in the ancient Persian Empire.
No, Rob knows something about that. Yeah.
Your empire, yeah. Rob.
Where a plot had been formed to destroy them. So this is directly related to my ancestors.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They failed.
The story.
Their plot.
My ancestors were the Jews in Persia, you jerk.
Then where's your costume?
This is you're
not celebrating because you're one of the bad guys.
Oh, so anyway, so they wear costumes. Yes, they all go around the street with their ridiculous.
Don't they always wear costumes, the Orthodox?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
They have. I noticed. I'm not making this up. They have slightly bigger hats today. I didn't put it together because I saw this in my neighborhood too yesterday, and this dude was wearing a fucking like an 18-pound hat. It was up to the sky, and I'm like, wow, that's weird. And then today coming here, I noticed there were like four or five of those. You know those round donut hats that they wear?
You know, the fur? With the fur around?
Yeah. So, and then I said, well, maybe that's for Purim. They have a special ridiculous hat.
And they always wear it with, like, a long trench coat and white socks
yeah,
up to their
yeah.
knees.
They look like, you know, Revolutionary War soldiers. Like,
yeah.
You know, not
Ugh.
Soldiers, but
Ugh.
The aristocrats. They used to wear the stockings, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're walking around, and first of all, it took an hour and a half to get here because they clogged the fucking streets and danced mm-hmm. their teetle teetle in the fucking street.
God.
And Mashiach, Mashiach.
Yeah.
But I saw
there was a like more emphasis on the ugh.
Ugh. So there was the thing that caught my eye today, other than the gigantic hats, I saw not one, not two, but three people with dreadlocks and blackface on.
No.
You know, well,
together. Not
like
together.
Wig dread. Well,
yes,
like,
yes.
You
yes.
remember last year, what's his face, the city councilman or whatever, yep. Dev Hyken, he got in trouble for doing black, so maybe they're
this
like...
This is a thing.
It's like them being spiteful this year. Like, well, we'll all do it this year.
But no, I've seen people that have done that before. It's a thing. They just think it's funny that, oh, hey, I'm going to be a black person for porn.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and not together, not like a group of people said, let's be three black people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about totally unrelated, different blocks.
Yeah. I don't remember much from my childhood, but I do have a memory of spending Purim in Israel, and our neighbor dressed up as a black woman slave,
oh.
I think.
Oh, my
fuck
God.
Yeah.
Just die.
I think so, just based on, like, the clothes that he was wearing.
Just kill yourself, really.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can if you want. I don't know whether there's an internal struggle or anything.
Don't kill
don't
yourself,
kill
Noah.
Yourself.
Come on.
No, I'm kidding, Noah. Come on. Noah,
not
stop.
Yet.
Don't slit your wrists on the air. Come on. I'm kidding.
Well, if you're going to do it on the air so we get a lot of damage.
Yeah, I would definitely
do
it on the air. Of course.
Yeah. Don't do it at South by Southwest.
No.
They have their own thing already. But yeah, when you have to drive through this shit and take detours and stuff and you see this ridiculous, and then they're racist on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say Hitler was right. He's still fucked up. But, you know, I kind of understand.
Did they have Purim then?
What?
Did they have Purim then? Was the entire
that was
Holocaust
why.
Reaction?
Yeah, Hitler was in post-World War I Germany.
Somewhere
yeah, he was
Jews
going to his art
street.
Class, and there were Jews
He's
dancing.
He's like, come on, blackface guys, you know that's wrong. I got to do something about this. And then somehow along the way, it just became this big thing.
Got out of control.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't have to kill them.
That was it was the final solution to Purim.
He should have gotten a podcast and complained.
Yeah. Nowadays he would.
Yeah,
he would have a podcast.
Make fun of their dopey songs. Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach.
Would Hitler get more live listeners than us, Rob?
Probably.
Even if, like, there had never been a World War II, it was just Hitler wasn't born then, he was born now, the same person.
Yeah, he was very charming.
Okay.
He may not have hated Jews if he was.
He's probably, I don't know that he was charming.
He would probably be really good at social networking. He'd have, a lot of likes.
He'd be Alex Jones.
He wasn't charming. How did he get, like, millions of people?
He was charismatic. There's a difference.
Wouldn't that, have been his charm?
What's the difference, Sid?
I feel like someone that's charismatic just has, the strength of personality. Someone that's charming is more like how Sean used to describe me, a very nice person who you want to fuck eventually. No, I don't think anybody was charmed by Hitler and being like, oh, I want to fuck that guy. He's right. I want to kill people. Let's do that.
We have a lot of longtime listeners in the chat. Anybody in the chat want to fuck Sid?
Oh, come on. Of course. I don't know that they're ready to admit it to
themselves. What about all the good things Hitler did?
Yeah, see? Rob thought he was charming, too.
Is that what Sean said? I don't remember that quote.
He always called me charming.
Yeah.
That, yeah. But
yeah.
The
rest of it I added myself.
Oh, you made that up.
Yeah.
Is that like a posting of a public notice?
Sure.
Sid's left testicular cancer is way into fucking.
Campion.
Yeah.
Chocolate croissant.
Yeah, there's a guy just spamming the chat now saying he would fuck Sid.
See, there you go.
Me.
I missed my audience.
Chocolate croissant.
It was male podcast listeners this whole time.
Here's a good question. Antonio Noki asks, would Sid be a top or a bottom? Depends, right?
I don't think I'd be a bottom if the dude had a huge dong.
Is that the factor? Okay. That's fair.
I mean, I'd probably want to feel it, but I don't want to be broken.
You want it to tickle the prostate?
Yeah, I'd probably want it to be like the same as my wiener.
Tickle the prostate.
I'd be one of those gay dudes that just wants to bang dudes that look like him.
Oh, really?
Because it's like I just want to bang myself, but I'll take the closest replica. I don't have like this really hard to attain look, so it'd probably be very easy.
Yeah, you'd be very in demand.
Just like not in shape guys that don't groom.
Right.
That have bad eyesight and are short.
Not fat,
receding hairline,
but not toned up.
Very hairy. It's like you don't even have to try.
Uh-huh. Would they have to match up personality-wise, too? Or would you get along with the optimistic anti-Sid that looks like you?
Well, he's not looking for a relationship.
Yeah, this isn't about relationship. This is just about banging.
Oh, okay. It's all physical.
Yeah.
You don't factor in any personality?
I just find some bar where, it's only dudes like me. Because I think they have, very specific types of bars. So, if you're only into really tall Asian guys with glasses, there's probably, a specific bar for that, and you go there, and you never have to go to another bar.
But
I just find the Sid bar. Yeah.
But all the dudes like you never go out, so where would the bar be?
They would go out if there was a bar where it was just other dudes like me.
I was going to say, the bar would be empty every night. The right. Sid bar.
That would be so sad. I'd just be hanging out by myself. And I don't even drink, so.
Sid, I'm sure there'd be a young bear bar that you could attend.
But I'm not that. Am I that young?
You're
really?
A cub.
Am I? All right.
I could be a cub.
Thank you.
A cub bar.
You have that boyish
charm. Or you know what, Sid? Maybe this is a big marketing opportunity for you. Sid's a cub bar.
I could start this trend?
Yeah. You could kind of do a takeoff on the Chicago Cubs logo, but hairier.
This must exist already.
Nope.
Sid's Cub Bar? No.
Also, there was a meme with the new Chicago Cubs mascot where people were, photoshopping genitals on it and stuff.
Oh.
It's like a pedo bear kind of thing. So it definitely, at least on the internet, it already exists. But, yeah. It's good to know that everybody in the chat room would bang me.
Quite a few responses.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Team Sid.
I'll let you know if I ever decide to swing that way. You guys could start a line.
Antonio Inoki again wants to know, would you bang Mike Piazza?
No, no.
Would you let him bang you?
No.
That would hurt, I think.
Yeah, he would be rough. Probably. Though I bet he's a bottom. I bet in real life he's actually a bottom.
You don't think he's a sensitive man?
That's what I'm saying, that he's a bottom. Okay. He probably, because he has to be so macho in his career that he probably likes to be dominated and stuff in his private
more
life.
More passive.
He makes his playmate wife wear a strap-on, I bet.
Oh, okay. He likes some battery because he was a catcher.
Yeah, see? There you go. Make them wear a Roger Clemens mask.
Oh,
so you can
God.
Get those issues, work out those issues in the bedroom.
Would you bang Matt Harvey?
If I was gay, sure.
Okay.
What about the next question?
Guys, oh, would you bang Hitler? It says. I think that I skipped over that.
If I had AIDS and I knew by banging him I would give him AIDS and he would die.
He would die fast.
Sure,
enough.
I would do it for the
Jewish
for,
people.
For the people, yeah.
Would you inject yourself with AIDS and then
No,
bang Hitler?
I would not. I would just inject him directly. Why would I have
to make it more personal?
And AIDS
so
just as a reason to still have to fuck him.
AIDS doesn't even kill you anymore. It's like
well,
a diabetes
then,
now.
Back then,
well,
it would have probably killed. Oh.
Someone resurrected Hitler.
So this is the podcasting Hitler of 2014, which is the episode title, Ron.
Podcasting Hitler.
I think we should give 2014 Hitler a chance because we don't know he'd still turn out to be a murderer.
I suppose. Maybe he'd be into getting banged by someone with AIDS. Maybe he'd be a bug chaser. Is that what that was the term for?
The
it,
bug,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a bug chaser, anyone that goes tries to get HIV.
Yeah.
So then I wouldn't give it to him just to spite him. I'd be like, I got all this HIV and you can't have any of it, man. In any poo-poo.
Look, drinking it over here. Yeah. Check it out. Would you bang Larry David? That's similar to you, but older.
Yeah, but no, but he's tall and thin.
He's like you, though.
I saw a picture of him.
Personality-wise, he's like me.
I think probably a young Larry David somewhere.
A young Larry David
was
not, yeah.
Right.
I just recently saw a picture of him as a young man.
No.
Not hot.
No.
I found out Steve Summers was in a movie, by the way, years and years ago, called The Visitors, about alien invasion.
And did he just, like, play a DJ?
I didn't see it. I read it on his Wikipedia page.
We'll have to look into this. Might have to have a screening before the podcast next week.
I can answer this one. Would Sid bang Mo Vaughn? He's nothing like Sid. Come
no.
on. No. But the angry Jew that shouted at the busker, it was suggested. You might bang him.
If it'll shut him up. Maybe that's what he needs. Take him down
Sid,
a peg.
Would you bang Mr. Met?
I could.
With the helmet on.
No, that's weird.
Mrs. Met?
Is it a woman in there?
Isn't it?
Or is this still the gay Sid fantasy?
What's
know.
The name for people who like fuck each other in costumes?
Furries?
Like, furries, yeah. Would that make you a furry if you...
But but the Mr. Met costume isn't furry.
It's not?
No.
He's
a, like a man with a giant baseball head.
Yeah.
He's
but
not
isn't that
animal.
Like still in costume?
But I think the furries, they dress up like
fuzzy?
Animals and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Like animals. Okay.
Cartoonish. But there is something for that, though, I think, that like cartoon people who would bang cartoon characters that
right.
aren't necessarily furry.
Yeah, they're called live cast listeners.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Who are you?
We have another call.
Oh. Is it Matt Harvey?
What area code?
No, it's Matt Farvey.
Matt Farva.
Look at this one, Steve Harvey.
Oh, no.
740. Who are you? Where are you from?
Yeah, hi. This is Niazi.
Oh, what's
hey.
Up, Niazi?
Yeah, what's up? I have a request from Sid.
Okay.
I want to hear murder.
I guess I haven't done it in a while. I could do one, right? It wouldn't be pandering too much if I did one every year.
If you do murder, I'll do the no one.
Wait, what? Really? What
or maybe you could just use it like
he'll
in
do,
contact
He said he'll
at
do
some
a
point.
Li if you do a murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, you had me at Li. Murder!
All right.
Go ahead, where's your Li?
Okay, it's my turn.
Wow!
Yeah!
Fantastic.
Worth
awesome.
It.
And as we speak, campus security is rounding them up. We do it! We do it all along! We bugged this room! It was for the right reasons! Get him! He's doing that noise! It was all our fault.
You're a terrible, terrible person.
He volunteered!
He certainly did.
Yeah, I volunteered.
Wouldn't it have been sick if there was like an explosion right outside? Was there like a truck backfired or something?
Like that building that blew up in Manhattan the other day?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah, building.
Oh,
two
were,
buildings.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here.
Two buildings
collapsed. One of them was over a church, so that's okay.
Yeah.
But,
oh.
Actually. But two. Yeah, like a
Look,
bunch
he's
of people.
He's laughing. Anti-Christian.
Where was this?
Muslim that you are.
In Harlem.
Like Upper East Side.
Oh wow.
Like 116th and Broadway, I think.
I'm laughing because Noah's mean.
Yes, it's true. But
he's
right.
He's laughing because you're mean.
Oh yeah.
No, we don't want the people who go to the churches to blow up. We just want religion to go away.
Yeah.
But how does that start? By religious people all dying.
I don't agree.
I'm fine with people being religious. Just
I'm not.
To make an atheist omelet, you have to break some non-atheist eggs, Darren.
I'm an atheist anarchist. I think we should teach people to think critically, and then we.
Yeah,
will.
But,
sure, but
a
why
lot,
you
a
can
lot
have
of
a little faith. You're, it's fine having faith in your life.
Not
just
fine. Why is
don't,
it fine?
Because it's their life. Well, who are you?
But
to say?
I'm not telling them to stop. I'm saying we should, for the next generation, educate kids earlier so that they won't have faith. I don't say
sure.
we should make laws that say you can't be religious, but the end goal should be getting rid of religion.
Sterilize all religious people.
Well, that's a little too far.
Why?
I don't like that idea.
I guess they could still adopt.
They could
Damn
still
it.
Be good people.
They could still brainwash.
I'm not anti-people who are religious, but...
Well, I'm anti-people in general, so... I'm for sterilizing regardless of the context.
Because when you have faith, that means that's the opposite of being logical and rational.
Yeah.
In other words, you're accepting something without any evidence.
I agree. You should have logic in your life.
Only.
But if, you know, you get cancer or whatever and you're dying,
right.
There's nothing wrong with having faith. And,
I think there is
spirituality.
Nothing
wrong.
Why?
Who was that guy that, like, famous atheist? Christopher Hitchens, right?
Yeah.
Who died a couple years ago from cancer. He was, like, a famous atheist. And he was an atheist right to the very end.
He should be.
He's like, I'm on death's door. I still don't believe in God. I'm not going to lie to myself.
This is why it's bad.
It's
because
pretty impressive.
When we should not believe the things that make us feel the best. We should believe things that are true.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So if people see that, oh, as soon as you go to cancer, you switch to God, then they're going to think like, oh, well, basically being rational means nothing because when you really need it, you're going to go and crumble and become a worshiper. I don't. So that's why I don't believe in doing that. Although, I'm not like for forcibly stopping anyone from being religious.
I think you mean spirituality, not religious, Rob.
I think they're the same thing. What's spirituality mean?
You don't spirituality. You don't have to believe in God. You could just like, I don't know.
Oh, like the Oprah talking to the trees.
Get positive and stuff. Yeah, and
I don't
Oprah
think
talking to trees.
But I don't think that needs to be spirituality. I'm a positive person, you know. And I don't,
sounds like you're pretty negative right now, Darren.
I think it's a positive thing to be anti shitty things. You know, I'm anti racism. Isn't that a positive thing?
You're so negative.
Anti is negative.
Yes. All right. Fine. You got me.
But Rob is definitely a person of faith because, I mean, he's on Metal Injection every day saying he likes all these bands that he's never even heard. He just takes that on faith. Oh,
yeah.
Axl Rosenberg says this is good, so I'm just going to write a positive review.
There's no empirical evidence, you know. The band
get back
might
to
not,
that frother quicker.
The band might not even exist. Yeah. We should, on April Fool's Day, we should get Axl to like a band that doesn't exist and see if Rob will.
How dare you?
Rob can hear this.
I'm right here, you guys.
But he'll still fall for it anyway.
Rob's not listening. He's got Chromeo piped into those headphones.
So we'll do it on April 2nd. Anyway.
I did see Chromeo at South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more about your South by Southwest experience.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Chromeo I saw the first night. They were.
Did you talk to them or you just watched them?
No. We just watched them. But it was they were on at 1 in the morning.
Who went with you? You say we.
Oh, myself and Vince Neilstein, my Chromeo partner in crime.
Okay.
My partner in Chromeo, I guess you could say. So we saw them. It was 1 a.m. at this place called the Hype Hotel. And what was cool about the Hype Hotel, sponsored by Hype Machine, is that there's free booze. Mm. What was not cool about it is that I feel because of that caveat, most of the people there were not there for Chromeo. But rather for the free booze.
So it wasn't the true cult Chromeo fan?
Thank you, Sid, for understanding where I'm getting to here. Because it's like he would do call-outs for very popular songs of theirs.
And
I feel
you.
It was just me and Vince
See,
Neilstein.
Because Rob knows the very popular songs because those are the only Chromeo songs.
I know all the Chromeo songs, Sidney. All the Chromeo. Anyway.
Were you upset because you didn't have another dance partner?
Oh, no, not at all. I was still dancing. Vince Neilstein, very drunk, decided, first of all, he was more upset than I was about all these Chromeo posers in the crowd.
Posers?
Don't tell me he decided to stage dive.
Posers. No, he decided to push up to the front, acting as if it was a metal show, and everyone around him were like, what the hell is going on? Who is this guy? And he just plowed through it. parting the crowd like the Red Sea for me, which was very easy for me to get through because he was doing all the legwork. And then we were just enjoying Chromia from the front.
Did you head back?
That sold itself.
Yeah, there's too many. I can't even.
What I was going to say is if a poser of Chromia would be a crozer,
yeah.
Would a fan of Chromia be a cronut? I like it.
It's appropriate because that is a hipster confection.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't think it's even a hipster confection. It's like a yuppie confection.
You know that guy's got a whole new item now that is people are lining up down the block.
Oh, yeah, the cookie shot.
Yeah.
I'm not even that impressed with that idea.
I've never had any of it. I'm sure it's all tasty, but
it's not worth standing on line with horrible people.
Honestly, if the choice is stand on line for something that's 100% fantastic like that, or just go to my local convenience store for a bag of Reese's Pieces, which is like 98% perfection, just give me the fucking Reese's Pieces. I'm good.
Yeah,
and
you don't have
awesome.
To stand on line with terrible, terrible people for
I don't even
want to
stand on line with awesome people because they're standing.
That's true, but it's even worse. You would say that, right?
I would just walk up and down the line enjoying a bag of Reese's Pieces. Like, didn't have to wait on line at all. In fact, I'm going back for seconds. Any of you guys want? Nope.
They'll all look at you like they're on a cattle car going to Auschwitz. Like,
yeah.
I eat.
Auschwitz of flavor. That's the name of his place, right? Where they sell that stuff? It's called Auschwitz of flavor?
Yeah.
We should open that up. Maybe the podcasting Hitler of 2014 can promote it. Sensing a theme in this episode.
A lot of Nazi talk. Anyway, the band of South by Southwest for me was Future Islands. Sid, are you familiar?
I've heard the name. They're blogged about on Brooklyn Vegan a lot.
They were on Letterman recently, and they're not at all metal. But I want to play this video for you guys right now so you can see it. I posted it on the live cast.
Could you play a song instead?
Well, it's a video of their performance.
Oh. Is that the
on
one
Letterman?
That Vince on Letterman, okay.
Yeah, it's the one Vince posted a few years ago.
Why is this
just a dance move?
Oh. Is this going to translate to the radio, or should we just...
Well, you could do a little play-by-play here.
Okay.
Point it
can you full screen
Karen.
It?
Oh, dear.
So hold on, though. There's growl coming.
Is there really? This guy
it's
sort of
great,
looks,
though. It's great.
This
look
guy
at
looks
dance
like
move.
If Morrissey was an accountant.
Yeah,
what this
dance
guy would look
moves.
Like.
Did you dance like that to Chromio?
I dance like this to Future Islands.
Yeah, he's like a 45-year-old balding...
He looks like a young Marlon Brando.
Or young Bill Murray, sort of. He's dancing like Tony Orlando or something.
Guys, there's a big power move coming. Hold on.
This is terrible.
This is awesome.
Where are they
get out of here. North Carolina.
Oh, God.
This is like elevated music. So you're saying it's elevated music with growls and breakdowns.
No, there's no breakdowns.
Why
he just gets very passionate.
Why does every bassist have that Strokes-looking bass? Every band has that Strokes-looking bass player now, like the heavyset guy with...
Oh, look at that power move!
No,
it's
terrible.
What if he has to start growling?
So terrible.
He's wearing like a... He's dressed like Ricky Gervais dresses all the time with a tight
listen
black
to that.
Top.
That's the growl? That's
no.
Not a growl.
No,
just,
no.
That's a bad singer. Oh my God.
I will say one thing.
Hold on. People changed it. So go ahead.
I trash it.
Hold on, what were you going to say, Sid?
I will say one thing for sure. This guy would definitely have sex with Matt Harvey. No questions.
I think everyone in this band was.
I think the rest of the guys are just along for the ride.
Rob, I have to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Hold on.
There we go.
How awesome was that?
No.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you are liking this ironically.
Yeah.
No.
I am 100% sincere.
Nah,
you know, I saw these guys live 5 times.
What? No.
Seriously.
How did
it's
you see
funny,
them live
right?
Five
they
times?
Played like twice a day.
And
then,
you sought them out every time? Or
yeah,
did you happen to be there?
It's South by Southwest. Right. Every show is within a block of each other.
So there's no other show?
There was other
shows. Why didn't
shows.
You go see the Pizza Underground?
Oh, they played?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I would have totally.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Why don't you go see?
I was mostly at metal shows, and then at, like when they were playing,
this
was we
like
would
the
all
sorbet.
This is yeah, like oh guys, everyone, let's go see Future Islands.
See, I think it's just sticky. Like you like
yeah.
this.
No,
yeah,
I definitely.
Trendy.
This is not good music.
How are you telling me how I like this music?
Because
we know you
better.
We're
this
good
is
friends.
An intervention.
I don't
of
know.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure. I'm saying I think that I want.
I
to
will say.
It.
Okay,
this is what we're telling ourselves so we feel better about being
yeah.
friends with you.
Listen, I'm not the only one. Listen to how excited Letterman is.
Oh, come
hold
on.
Hold on.
It's his show. What's he going to say? You
he's
suck?
An 80-year-old woman, David Letterman.
Exactly.
Finally something he can handle.
Hold on.
Nice going. How about that? I'll take
all
of that you got.
He'll take all of that.
That's my favorite
he's,
line.
Yes,
that but he's ironic.
It's not
invented
ironic.
He invented irony, David Letterman.
Really
you know that.
He
right?
means it. He means it. You know what? I need a fellow...
Oh,
Future
no.
Island defendee. I'm going to call Vince Neilstein right now.
Boy, so you could just say
phone.
This is great too.
Yeah, so we can. So I can have someone backing me here. You guys are crazy.
This sucks. It's a. Ooh. It's like come I'm on. In a dentist's office. I need to get my teeth drilled.
You guys are. You just don't.
You know what it really sounded like?
What?
A generic wedding band.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't
that,
even
yeah.
say a bad wedding band.
Uh-huh.
Like for a wedding band, they'd be all right.
The next day,
would you tell anyone, oh, I saw this great wedding band yesterday, if that's exactly what you heard?
No.
But you wouldn't complain about
right. Oh, my God, I saw this. You're just like, all right, that's a wedding band.
You're barely listening to it.
Yeah.
And
hello?
The electric slide, probably.
Yeah.
Vince Neilstein, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Vince, I've been telling my fellow live cast hosts about Future Islands.
Well, so now we're not your friends anymore.
Well,
livecast
host. After the way you reacted to Future Islands, I'm questioning our friendship. They didn't like it, Vince. What's wrong with them?
Well, look, obviously video doesn't trans well to the radio, but did you show them the Letterman video?
Yeah. I absolutely did.
He See? Went to the same thing. He probably has to. You guys have to defend this. Like
they're saying that I like it ironically. They're crazy. They don't understand.
I really do think that.
You guys are fired.
What do you like about
fire these losers?
What's good about it? If you had to write a review for Metal Sucks about what's good about them, what would it be?
Probably is doing that right now.
Yeah,
he did write. He wrote them up.
Okay.
Everything.
Read it to us, Rob. Cue it up right now and read it to us. His voice.
What's not good about it?
The sound of it. The lead singer's wardrobe choices.
Oh, are you crazy? The man has style.
He looks like he just got off from an 8-hour shift in the accounting department.
He is a better frontman. I'm going to say he's a better frontman than any metal frontman today.
I completely
Who's
agree.
Better?
But that says more about metal than it does about this guy.
Did he push
Maybe
anyone off
so.
Stage? Give him credit for that, at least.
He pushed the actual lead singer of the band off stage and nobody saw the difference.
Oh, that's fine. Here's his wire.
No talent, mediocre piece of shit.
So, Vince, how many times did you see Future Islands? Vince saw them more than all of us.
I saw them 5 times, and everyone
okay,
was
I was
better
four.
Than one.
I was
the
one.
Same set every single time?
No, they switched it up. They played pretty
No,
much
they switched it up.
Yeah.
I must read this comment from Antonio Inoki, who's on a roll, by the way.
Yeah.
Rob's new music taste is an indication of how dangerous living in Williamsburg is.
Yeah.
I totally agree
because you never like Chromia or anything before you moved.
Thankfully,
here.
Noah's up on the 15th floor, so she's sort of removed from
yeah.
the
as far removed as I possibly
streets.
Can.
She doesn't know what's hip on the streets.
That's crazy.
Nope.
Now, Vince, now the crazy thing about it is we were obsessing over these guys all weekend. When everything would shut down 2 in the morning, we'd go back to our hotel room. We'd watch the Letterman video over and over again, as well as videos on our phone.
So this is just like an inside joke between you two guys. This isn't.
It wasn't between the two of us. It was between like 5 or 6 of us.
But it's
between us and thousands of people who we started a mosh pit with at the Future Island show,
so there
which was incredible, which was the biggest mosh pit at the entire festival that I witnessed.
There was a pit that we started. Because
an ironic mosh pit.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Vince was already at the show. Frank and I got there late. And then since I learned of Vince's push-up technique at the Chromio show, I incorporated it and pushed my way into the pit. And as soon as I got there, everyone just went crazy.
Isn't that Frank likes Future Islands too?
Yeah, all of us. Everyone we were with were on
Frank
the Future
actually
Island.
Liked them before you guys did.
He actually just liked the
now
demo.
Now he hates them. He's over it.
Back in high school.
So then we were gushing, and then at the end of the night, was it the Thursday night?
Uh-huh.
We met them.
Oh wow!
And we took.
Well.
And we took.
They were working at the barbecue restaurant. Making ends meet.
Rob's pen ran out. He had to go to a Staples, and the guy was on shift.
See, wearing the same exact outfit from when he was on stage, just with a name tag.
No, and
dude,
were,
he's got some sick dad jeans. Don't even fuck with that. Some nice like stoned white stoned denim. Incredible, incredible jeans.
It's goofy though. Like
you, and there is, okay. There is an ironic appeal to it.
But it was
the most fun that I had.
All right, that's fine. But
I think it's more like a thing of you admire the fact that something that absurd can get popular in the indie community. And you appreciate
you know what it
on
is?
That level. Like, good for them.
No, what I admire.
But not really.
No.
You know, yeah. I mean, because, you know, we had no idea of any level of popularity of this band. You know, we just saw the Letterman video on our own.
You've got to be pretty popular.
You know, like, I mean, well, you know, I think they have something going on. But, I mean, it was like the death growls that turned my eye. You know, it was like, holy shit. Like, this guy. Like, I have never heard that outside of metal, and just the way he pulls it off is just unbelievable.
Agreed. And so, where was... Oh, and the best part about it is the day after we met them, we again went to their show, and then the drummer noticed us, and we got a shout-out. He's like, hey, there's those metal bros. We got to say hi to our metal bros. Then, like, everyone in the crowd was like, wow, these people must be something.
Wow, they're not savages. They're like us.
They appreciated you being there, ironically, and you appreciated them being there, ironically. It's a perfect, like, hipstery Williamsburg symbiosis.
I mean, it's kind of just badass that this guy just doesn't give a shit and just goes for it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the
you know, he's just like, he's so emotive.
It's badass that he doesn't give a shit in the same way that it's badass that a homeless guy in the subway doesn't give a shit that he's masturbating in front of a full subway car.
Exactly right.
It's like the, on a certain level you appreciate it, but it's not, you
it's
don't
not
want to
badass.
See it always.
It's not a talent. It's just, you know, jerking off in the train is not a talent.
It's like, it's
what?
It's a little bit above Wesley Willis. Because this guy is developmental.
Oh, those dance moves. Well, come on, those dance moves.
Wesley Willis, I would say, had a couple of songs that were really good and not ironically good. Although
which
most
ones?
Of it was, I don't remember at this point, but I remember listening to a shit and I'd be like, all right, that's ridiculous. Like, hey, this is not a bad tune.
Weren't
all right,
they
that's
all
ridiculous.
Basically the same song with different lyrics?
No, I remember standouts. I'm being serious here.
Okay.
I'm not even
Also, like with Wesley Willis, he was developmentally disabled, so that was clearly the best he can do.
Right.
This guy, you'd think maybe he could try a little harder to do something more.
He has a lot of work on his plate at the Staples, though.
Yeah. He's busy. Got to collate those copies.
But, like, William Hung is not a badass. You understand what I'm saying? It's like he doesn't give a shit either.
No.
But
I'd like to see you guys dance like this guy. Come on.
I can do better than that. I'm not a dancer.
Yeah, Darren is part
that
Latin.
That seems fairly easy to do. It's just rare because most people wouldn't do that in public.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like the David Brent dance from The Office, almost.
But better.
I suppose.
I don't know how I do a show with these guys, Vince.
Not convinced.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're just going to have to make him come with us on April 30th.
No.
Webster Hall.
Is that a
Island.
Sunday? Because you're not taking off for the podcast for this shit.
Imagine that room, what that's going to be full of. All these
Noah looked on the calendar. She's like, you will not go to this hipster garbage on my watch.
Letterman schleps down there with his walker.
It's a Wednesday, thankfully.
I'll take all of that.
I'll take all of that.
I'll take all of that that you got, buddy.
One more thing while we got you on the phone. Let's talk about the barbecue.
Oh, yes, please.
The final day of our trip.
That I know you didn't love, ironically.
Vince and I, it's become a tradition. We grab a car, rent a car, and head out. Where to? Lockhart, Texas? That was the town, right?
Lockhart, yeah.
And we got some Black's Barbecue, the biggest.
Rob, come on.
That was the name of the place, Black's.
Oh, okay. You didn't just find some back other food?
No, no. There was a sign outside that said, giant beef ribs. And I thought that was hilarious. But sure enough, as soon as I went in, that was not false advertising. biggest beef rib I've ever seen you, slash ate.
You were waving it around like a septum.
When I saw the sign, like, well, surely it's just going to be normal size for Rob because you're so big. And then I thought it was pretty massive.
Was it super expensive?
I mean, like, people don't even realize what it is because most ribs are pork ribs. You know, like a beef rib is an odd thing to find anywhere. But, I mean, it was just like this giant rib with a huge hunk of meat just hanging off it. Like, it was like, you know, it was like in the Flintstones when they have like a bone with meat on it. Like, it was like that.
Yes.
And it tips the car to the side.
It was absolutely that. Yeah. So what did you think? I loved it.
Oh, it was incredible. I loved it. We actually just had the leftover beef rib for lunch just about an hour or two ago because it was so big. And but I mean, the brisket for me was the winner. That just the smokiness and the fatty edges with the burned. Oh, I just can't get enough of that. It's so good.
I have no idea how I skipped on the brisket. I'm ashamed of myself. I was too focused on the ribs because I also, in addition to the massive beef rib, I got the sausage, and I got two baby back pork ribs because I'm like, well, I have to try the pork rib as well. But it was really, and the sides were really great too.
Potato salad.
They had a lot of sides. They had mac cheese, black eyed peas.
They had like this bread, this pudding. They called it bread pudding, but it was like, it was actually, I think, just like vanilla pudding with vanilla wafers in it.
It was so good.
Side
and not a dessert.
Yes, and they had pecan pie as a side that you could just
pecan. No. My wife would strangle you. Pecan.
Pecan.
The way you say it in Texas is pecan.
Sorry, pecan pie.
Thank you.
it was really good. And the town that it was in looked like the back lot of Universal Studios. It just looked like a movie set of
Texas.
Well,
that's like right in Hill Country. Like, that's like Hill Country Barbecue here is named for that part of Texas, I believe.
We're like such Yankees. We're like, it looks like a Universal Studios lot. Then we're like, we're driving through the hill country you're talking about, which is kind of like low country brush, kind of like short trees kind of thing. And like Bill, who went to barbecue with us, is like, you know, like in Buck Hunter in the arcade when you're going through, like, that's what it looks like. Such a bunch of Yankee douches.
Well, I'm sure they're used to that during South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And then Vince was driving us up there. Vince was hit 100 on the highway.
Whoa.
Oh, 110.
110. What was the speed limit?
85.
Yeah, so that was nuts. That
fastest road in the U.S., supposedly.
There and back. It was just like this one road that was like a... And it was totally dead because we left kind of early. So it's good times.
You hit 25.
Yeah.
Get it, people? It was a tragedy.
So, Vince, what was your flight bands other than Future Islands? Who did you like on the metal?
Which Future Islands performance of the five are we talking about here?
Okay. Well, the top performance was absolutely the one where I crashed into the mosh pit and you were in there and we were all having a good old time. And then... the day show, the final day show was great because of the shout-out and then everything else.
See, everything
shows
is more about what happened in the crowd with them than what actually happened.
Oh, no, the whole time we were flipping out at the performance, it's just what stood out to us about them.
Was
one of the shows we couldn't get into, the pitchfork party, but it was an outdoor show, so we kind of just stood in such a way where we could still see the single.
Sad. I mean, you don't have access to a pitchfork party? Really?
what's that thing? Well, our connection actually had to leave because he had a panel. So otherwise, we would have been in there.
Truck Fighters were pretty cool. Did you catch those, man? That band?
No, I didn't catch them.
Oh, they're awesome. They're like this
highlight for me.
You told me that's good.
But they don't do funny dances on the stage, though.
Steven from Cave-In, that's his new band, with Ben from Converge.
And what do they do? They sound like old Cave-In or new Cave-In?
Old Cave-In.
Okay. I actually prefer new Cave-In, but still.
I'll play a track of theirs.
Nice.
But they played a Cave-In song. They did a cover. That was cool. He goes from the stage, he's like, do you guys like Big Riff? And then they played Big Riff.
And Rob said no.
Rob said no.
I like medium riffs.
Yeah, he's like,
he said I like Big
Riff.
Yeah. Then he went to
get one. mustache
isn't
bushy enough.
They were great. Don't even joke.
Do they play your showcase?
They played the Metal Sucks showcase.
Mm.
At our showcase, Felix Martin stole the show from me. He plays a 14-string guitar.
That's smart.
And I'll be sure to
play second bass for the Blue Jays.
Play one of those tracks. That's really, really good. And there's a blue just started, damn it.
Oh man, and now he's drinking water. You're like got out of Dodge.
And
like,
you do you all know what
that is,
Vince,
it's in my mouth.
Vince, a Bruno fart is like a notch worse than one of your farts. So.
Oh, thank you. I take that.
Absolutely was
10 degrees hotter in here now.
Wow, I was nowhere near Bruno, and I got a nose full of that. Holy!
Just walked into the deal and dropped us.
Like fucking napalm. We got napalm.
Agent Orange.
He doesn't even know the mayhem he's causing. He has no clue.
You know,
he's shaking it off.
So yeah. The other highlight band was King Parrot. They're an Australian.
Somebody posted about.
They're an Australian grind band
with the parrot singing.
The singer kind of sounds like he squawks like a parrot, sort of. But best stage banter I've heard. It was an outdoor show, and the guitarist just goes, "Oh, it's really sunny out. I guess I got to put on me sunnies, block the shade. Sunnies. I'm gonna use that." And then he was like, "Oh, why is not everyone not coming to the front? Get over here. Is this a big industry thing? Everyone just handing out business cards, going industry, industry, industry."
I've got to read a couple. Was he from Wales, by the way?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Campion 95, I wonder if the drunk driver was trying to get away from Future Island.
No!
That's a winner. Antonio Inoki, that fart summarizes how Bruno feels about Future Island. I just wanted to say also, Mutoid Man, I don't know how they sound or anything, but that's from a video game, that name.
Mm-hmm.
That was from Smash TV. Remember that game? Where you were on a game show and you had to like run around the TV studio killing robots.
Is that for Nintendo?
It was an arcade game, but I'm sure they had a home console version.
The name sounds familiar, but I can't remember.
Mutoid Man was a boss in that game.
Okay. Interesting.
I think he would like them.
Well, Vince, thank you for getting on the phone. And so I had another Future Island defender on my side here.
Oh, no problem. We will get these guys sold eventually. It'll happen. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, they're on Letterman.
My prediction
already.
Is by April 30th, the moment will have passed for the both of you, and you won't even go to the show.
All right, thanks, guys.
He didn't deny it.
Don't buy tickets.
Yeah.
Vince Neilstein of MetalSucks.net.
Honestly, just wait until day of show. I'm sure the moment will have passed for lots of other people, too, and you'll be able to get him below face value if you still want to go.
And just buy one.
Yeah.
Goodbye!
All right, let's take a little music break.
Do you have Mutoid Man to play for Darren?
Yeah, I'll definitely play some Mutoid Man. Going to kick things off with Felix Martin, the 14-string guitarist. Here's something from the Scenic album.
This really?
The Tango 1.
Really?
We'll be right back.
While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Oh!
You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. We'll be right back. now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
Jeez, Chuck, I feel like you got it out for me.
He gets us all.
Welcome back to the live cast.
He never takes any jabs at Sid.
Ah,
does he?
He does. He's
sometimes poops.
Rarely.
So you just heard the Atlas Moth with Perpetual Generations. Before that was King Parrot, who put on their sunnies with Shit on the Liver. Or that was Mutoid Man, who was a unanimous thrash.
Yep.
Here in the podcast with a Narcissist.
That dude's just a really good front man.
And before we get going, I really want to talk about Future Islands one more time really quickly.
Please.
Because I feel like as much as I appreciate them, of all of us in the Future Islands crew, are the Future Islands metal crew that we've assembled, I feel that nobody likes them more than Bob, who we had on the show a few weeks ago, Bob from Relapse Records.
It was more than a few weeks.
A few months. It's been a while.
It feels like a few weeks, though.
So I'm going to try to get
you
him
really
on the line.
Really call him just to say that he likes the band.
Yes!
All right, fine.
Calm yourself.
Probably as many people who like them as there are in the room who don't.
The guy screaming at me is telling me to calm myself.
Bob, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Bob, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. Now, just to catch you up, I played the Letterman for everyone on the show. They don't get it.
What?
Not that we don't get it. We just don't like it.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I get it. I just think it sucks.
Yeah, it's not above us.
Can you believe this?
I find that more offensive that you don't like it. That's mind-blowing.
Now,
what are the complaints? As someone who fell in love the moment I laid eyes on that, I can't imagine what you were seeing through your lenses.
Very good, Walt.
Bob, can you tell us why you like Future Islands?
Well, I mean, that's such a hard choice. The moment I saw him doing the Future Islands shuffle and twist, a.k.a. fist,
which
we like to refer to as fisting, you know, watching those thighs sway back and forth to that rhythm, and how low he was getting at every single moment. That hooks me in. Then the death growls.
Like you, Rob, you know
this
it
is
sucks,
right. No, you don't hear it. No, this
laughing.
Is what hooked him in. And then the death growl is what...
What hooked me
I don't
in,
think it sucks, though.
What hooked me in about the music was his dancing and then that 3 seconds during that one song.
Yeah, and then you start realizing, the rest of the song is good, too. Oh. But
it's super catchy.
Yeah, it's very
It's
catchy.
A great song, too. You know, and
sorry,
I will have you say that members of bands such as Pig Destroyer, Revocation, and Baroness all saw that and were instantly hooked as well, and are going to be attending their concert in April with us as well. So it's not like it's taking the metal world by storm right now.
Bob, what was your favorite moment of Future Islandness?
Well, I mean, I actually only recently took off my Spotify bracelet from the first day I saw them on Tuesday. I was thinking about wearing it for the rest of my life to commemorate the first time I ever laid eyes upon them in person.
And that moment passed about as quickly as the moment of you liking their music will pass as well.
Rob, I want to do a test now. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Close the lid on you don't have to close it all the way, but just so you can't see it.
Don't look and then play that.
No. Something else.
Okay.
Name 4 Future Island songs.
Okay. Season. Done.
I've listened to their entire discography today already.
I just got into them this week, and I've gotten into them by going to see them live 5 times, and I know all the words for mostly listening
go
to
ahead.
It live.
Sorry.
Hold on, let me put the song on.
This means we have to hear the song again.
I mean, it's much better. The albums are fantastic.
Wait, this
but
song,
witnessing it live, you never know when he's going to bust out a death growl. He does a bunch of them.
Yeah, he does way more death growls live, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
The best moment. Are you playing more of it?
Yeah. Seasons change.
I tried harder.
I'm a little rusty. It's been a day since I've heard it.
Is this the same song we just heard?
Yeah.
This was on the soundtrack to Behind the Candelabra, right?
Yeah, this is Liberace Buttfuck.
Yeah. Now, Bob, when we met them, what was going through your head when we met them?
How do we get
Oh, my God. Well, that was after... That night was the best night. That was when we saw them at 1 a.m. You guys left your own showcase that you were putting on.
Make that public. Well, because you're saying that they are better than metal bands does not actually mean they are good. These metal bands are terrible.
We're not saying that. We're just saying the experience of being there and seeing it live is impeccable. Like, by the end of it, I was on stage wearing my Weekend Nacho shirt and fucking patting the singer on the head. I'm pretty sure I stage dived, and my body's been in a lot of pain ever since that happened, too.
Because all the
and we started a mosh pit at the show. What was that?
Rob was thinking when he met these guys is, where's the computer printer paper aisle? Because they were at Staples on the guy's shift.
They don't work.
Yeah, I think it's the stinger. It looks quite like he works at Staples.
He's the Robbie Williams of the accounting department.
Oh, my God. Well, they were so excited to meet us because we were like, hey, we're all the metal guys who've been coming to all of your shows. And, you know, they're like, oh, we saw that Metal Sucks post, and thanks so much for doing that. And they're from Baltimore, so they're actually friends with some of the guys in Pig Destroyer, too. That blew my mind when I found that out.
Originally from North Carolina, but they're based in Baltimore now.
They were excited to meet you because you're better dancers than he is.
Yeah. No way, he's the best dancer.
Also,
like them, did they give you that Larry David kind of look up and down to, like, make sure you weren't fucking with them?
No, they meant it.
Have you seen the pictures, though? At least one of those needs to be posted. Like, all the guys in the band are kind of, like, looking normal, and then the singer is just making the fucking, holding the invisible oranges. He's making the most insane metal faces I've ever seen in my life. And they might have been more excited than we. Well, that's impossible, but it was. I haven't been that starstruck in a long time. I'll tell you that right now.
And the guy's definitely not gay because he was getting ladies all up in him. I didn't
yeah.
He was all up on him. You guys are making jokes.
Oh, yeah, I said he would definitely have sex with Matt Harvey.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, music. I'm sure
Ricky Martin was getting ladies all up in him.
No. What was the line? One girl, Bob, he was just like, well, you could go take care of your friend, or you could just, but I'd really like it if you snuggle up with me tonight. And then she came around.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was on the phone with her.
It was the smoothest thing I'd ever heard in my life. You know what? I was like, are you talking to me? Because I'll come back with you right now. Oh, you're talking to a woman.
He actually
That's,
was.
Oh, I see.
And the woman was between the two of them.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll take
this is like the Sonic version of Cronuts, this band.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone else there like Chromeo besides Rob, too?
No.
Nope.
Well, no, okay.
I can see that.
Show, but why? I wouldn't listen to them.
Because they're Israeli?
My iPad.
One of them is Israeli.
Pod.
So she'd stay for half the show?
Yeah.
Just as an act of protest.
She'd run out of the room when the other guy is performing.
She'd draw a line down the middle of the dance floor.
We'd put barbed wire
on. None shall pass.
We'll park the tank side.
Now, all Rob, right. Did you get tickets for the New York show yet? Just to
Future Islands?
Yeah, because on StubHub, they're already up to $60, man. It was a $14 show, and word is just traveling fast.
I'm not sure if I can do that. I don't know
the
if I love...
The cost of irony.
I don't know if I love Future Islands. I have to
watch dancing up close, Rob.
I've seen it. I'm going to listen to Future Islands basically exclusively this week. And then I will decide.
So, okay. Metal Injection readers, if the posts seem a little off this week, you know why.
All the posts contain some sort of Future Islands reference.
So, just to sum up, you love the band so much, but you're going to listen to the music now to see if you still like them.
Yeah.
Well, I just got I just got into this band this week. How do you discover new music? You experience.
I certainly don't say I love them based on how the guy dances.
Yeah.
I love the music as well. The music
okay.
is good.
All right, fair enough.
You got to find there's some other great YouTube videos of some older shows that he's done where you can see how many death growls he busts out, and they're fantastic.
It doesn't. First of all, I don't like the growling when it's in context to begin with.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you're going to put it into this elevator music song. I don't get it. I do love Prince, though.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
I support your taste. Your things you like other than Future Islands are much better than things Rob
likes. Yeah, like the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
50 Shot with Mom.
Yeah, let's not get ourselves here.
I retract that one point. Prince, no, I'm sorry. Prince is more good than ICP is bad.
I'll agree with that.
You get more than a net 1 point, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll agree with that. That seems fair.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for hanging out with us on the air. You got to come by the studios one of these days.
Absolutely, dude. And but yeah, until then, Rob, let me know your thoughts on all of their records. We'll be talking about them a lot. I mean, probably while you're doing this, you're receiving texts about them from all of us, so enjoy.
Absolutely. All right, thank you so much. That was Juggalo Bob, everyone.
Thanks for calling, Bob.
Yes.
I have another death growl of his queued up. This is from my personal collection.
Oh. For fuck's sake.
The same one.
He helps on the stage.
You know what
I
this
love
is?
It sounds like a...
I just feel like it's like too thought out. Like, do they get together in the room and say, okay, let's get these two separate genres of music and juxtapose them?
No, because it's
so
not.
Cool.
No, it's not really on the record, and it's never the same. It's always like a different point.
It's like a snowflake, except really crappy. So it's like when the dog poops on the snow. But the thing that bothers me about you two being so impressed with his death growl is that it's indicative of this kind of like little brother, low self-esteem metal community thing where it's like, oh my God, somebody in a popular indie rock band is doing something we do that legitimizes us. That's so cool. It's like, no, you should be like, fuck you. You're not doing it right. Don't do that.
He is doing it right.
That's our thing. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You should be more possessive of it instead of
he's
being
a
like,
regular,
oh, wow.
He's a regular Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
There you go.
Except for
look, I'm sure he's a nice
everything
person.
About Louis Armstrong.
He's a very nice person. He's a charming individual.
Well, how old, yeah, you better be nice. How else are you going to make it when your band's so fucking shitty?
Oh, Sid's had enough.
No, it's true.
I love Angry Sid.
Sid would rather hear Cynic than this.
Yeah, you know what? It's different because Cynic is so boring that it's hard to even format an opinion.
That's true.
With this, it's just like outwardly like there's no way people legitimately like this.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone that likes this is ironic.
It's a bunch of, like metalheads are like, people, our friends are going to be so confused when we say we like this. Let's all say we like it.
And look how confused you guys are.
Yeah.
You're very confused.
I'm confused. You said you're about to listen to this to find out if you still like it or not.
No, I said I'm going to spend some time. I definitely like it. But the thing is, it's different on record because there's less growl.
And he's not dancing.
And he's not dancing. The visual element is very important.
Right. Are you going to have the Letterman clip playing on repeat while you listen to the album?
I just could have it on a second screen.
On another note, El Duderino wants to know, Rob, did you fart in the East Harlem apartment and blow it up?
What happened there?
He was in Texas. Well, it may have been from Texas.
There was a gas explosion, a gas leak, which is why the joke is funny.
You took him for a walk.
Bruno, oh. He would never do that.
Racist Bruno blowing up black people's buildings.
Dare you? Well, he likes a black dog, Petunia.
It's true.
Yeah.
And Stella, actually.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
What?
What?
She's
alive.
She's not in New York
she's
anymore.
In California.
So, for all we know.
Yeah, she could be dead.
Yeah.
She's not. I know.
She will be eventually. I'm preemptively rest in peacing her.
All right. Rest in peace.
Within the next 9 years, she will
also,
be dead.
Also, animals sleep a lot, so she might literally be resting peacefully right now.
So is Darren.
We're just happy that Future Islands isn't playing anymore.
Yeah. Static. It's hard to listen to. I'm not even being funny for the show. Just abhorrent music.
It's just like when you see movie trailers and it's all remakes, and then you hear music like that, and you just think to yourself, we really have run out of ideas.
Yeah, I agree.
There's right. just, we've yeah, got exactly. nothing. We're out.
And I really don't think that's the case. I just think when that something like that comes on, it makes you depressed for the state of art. You know?
Yeah.
Does anybody in the chat, is anybody digging on Future Islands in
no,
the chat?
No, absolutely
stop talking
not.
About it.
They're actually, yeah, they're not even against it the way me and Sid are. They just don't want to even hear us
yeah.
shitting on it. That's how
yeah.
much they hate it. They're annoyed by us even talking about how bad it is.
Wait, they're annoyed by us talking about how bad what is, Darren?
What? Oh, Future Islands.
Oh, Future Islands.
I thought you were trying to get me to say one. I had to stop and think.
Chocolate croissant says kind of. New metal likes it.
No,
says the Letterman performance is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying yes to something else.
No, he wasn't. He was the one who just said the Letterman performance.
He was saying the,
amazing.
It's amazing in the way "Smell Your Dick" is amazing.
Yes. Although that's a much better song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
it
is
really
gonna get
is.
Stuck
I actually
in my head.
Know the hook of "Smell Your yeah. Dick."
It's catchy. It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's a dumbass lyric.
Even "Cut
lyrics,
Your Dick Off" but, yeah. is more catchy.
Yeah,
he should cut that guy's dick off.
Maybe he already had his dick cut off. That's why he's growling.
It makes sense why those pants are so tight.
Why are you coming home at 5 in the morning?
Rob came home at 5 in the morning because he was watching Future Islands. What a shitty reason.
When you first started talking about this, I thought you said it like 4 times and I didn't know what it was. And I thought he was talking about, I thought he said Futurama. I thought he watched Futurama 5 times in a row.
That I could believe.
I would watch that.
Smell your dick. Don't play me like a fool. Cause that ain't cool.
And Rob definitely knows the lyrics to this song.
He's bopping his head over there.
I like
he's
it.
Sad.
That's a good little tune. The lyrics are retarded. If you took that song and changed the lyrics,
Rob, we're
sensible.
Only doing this because we're your friends and
yeah.
we care about you.
Yeah.
No need to get all like
yes.
discouraged.
I'm
stuff.
Not discouraged at all.
He's gonna like them even more sad. Now, despite us.
Why are you coming home?
Yeah, this will erase that.
Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
I'm not gonna sing it again.
Hey, how about if we do something a little more metal-y. Here we go.
My God,
oh, yeah.
They should have been in South by South. The great Shat. Great band.
Your
friends, I did hard. Did they intentionally try to sound like System of a Down?
Sure.
I think it was like, if not before, around the same time as System of a Down. So it's just coincidental.
Did you say coincidental?
Coincidental.
No, it's also coincidental.
It's like confidential.
You have coincidental.
It was coincidence.
It's when there's a coincidence that you only tell a few certain people. It's coincidental.
I like that. You should put that on Urban Dictionary.
I think Mario's been on the phone this whole time.
No.
Mario, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Mario, are you a Future Islands fan?
I am.
What's that?
I am. I saw it earlier on today from your post, and I love the fucking dancing.
Yes!
Thank
you!
Disappointing. Disappointing.
Now, just enabling Rob.
Wait, are
you
a growling in regular speech now? Is that
I don't know what you're talking about.
But it just says everything you need to know when the first thing everybody says about a band is how much they like the dance that the singer
yeah.
does.
What's wrong with that?
There's something to be said about good performance. Good
Let
presence.
Yeah,
dancer.
But I haven't seen that.
Let him be a dancer. A ballerina or something.
El Duderino once
great.
Said Rob's dick would smell of BBQ sauce and seltzer piss.
Seltzer piss.
I
like that.
Yeah.
Seltzer. I think seltzer piss needs to be the episode title. That's a good
I we had a better one.
What was it?
Auschwitz of flavor.
Oh, that's
no.
Good.
What about that Hitler thing?
The podcasting Hitler of 2014.
No, I like Auschwitz thing. Auschwitz of flavor.
But you know you're gonna spell Auschwitz wrong.
I'll Google it.
I'll give it to you while I'm still here before I leave.
All right. Well, thank you. We have Colin on the phone. Colin, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Are you a Future Islands fan?
No.
No.
That's correct.
Good.
What? Why don't you like them?
I just don't like whatever that music is that you listen to.
Whatever the kids need to do.
No, just you specifically, Rob.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Are you listening to yourself on the radio?
All right, we're going to hang up.
No.
You're right. 646-929-1357. We want opinions here, people.
I can pre-tell you what they're all going to say. I don't like Cheecher Islands.
Also, did you guys hear about Lady Gaga's performance at South by Southwest?
Somebody threw up on her or something?
Yes. Yeah, she got a performance artist whose gig is to
paint.
Drink a soy-based paint and then puke it up. She puked all over Gaga.
As I said, we really have run out of ideas.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Very apt metaphor.
Did you see the video?
Were
you into it?
I saw a piece of the video. I thought it was
It was hot?
Even...
Did you say it was hot?
Yeah.
What's hot about that?
I don't know. It's like gross hot.
Have you never met Noah before?
How submissive Gaga was? Is that what was doing it for you?
I just thought it was sexy.
Maybe
Noah likes fluids going from one person to another.
I mean,
come
the
on,
vomit
guys.
Is literally hot.
But no, it wasn't real puke.
It
was
wasn't
like
puke.
Pain.
Yeah, it was just.
But
it wasn't puke.
She was
throwing up
and stuff.
What do you mean it
wasn't
puke? It
no,
was
well,
her
like,
stomach, and it came out. It's puke.
And who knows? She might have had the same ribs.
No, but it's not like it was. It's not like it was digested and broken down.
Steve swallowed a fish and then puked it out, and
that was disgusting too. That's
funny, not hot. You used a different word.
All right, listen.
But it still served a different purpose than being gross.
Let's back up. I should say, if you really are being sincere and you really turn on by that, that's not my business. I don't judge you.
All right.
But I don't think there's anything hot about
A lot of trust issues on the show today. Do you really think this? If you really like it?
Rob, also, if you really like that, then fine. But I just don't believe you.
What do you what do you dislike less, Darren? Future Islands or watching a woman puke green stuff onto someone?
That's a really good question. What do I dislike less?
Yeah.
I would say I'm grossed out by the puke, and I'm just annoyed by the music. It's apples and oranges.
See, for me, I would say that I dislike the puking less, because at least Lady Gaga isn't singing while she's getting puked.
No, she is.
She
wasn't. I'm sorry. It was during
the
bridge.
I was going to say that is a good point.
Yeah. During an interlude.
It prevents her from singing her terrible music.
That's like Future Islands would be less crappy if he was just doing the dance and not singing at the
same
time.
Or if someone was puking on him.
Let's make that happen. Ruin that nice work shirt he's wearing.
Just, you know what, how you can make that happen is just trick an audience into thinking they're seeing some other band. So it's not an audience full of fawning hipsters.
Yeah, and they actually get a natural reaction of vomiting.
They will just really puke on him and cover him with puke, projectile vomiting. He'll start dancing and he'll be like, hey, isn't this cool? And they'll be like, what the fuck am I watching?
He'll start slipping and sliding in the vomit.
Oh, he's doing the Carlton dance. That's what he's doing.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
And this is suddenly now a great art form.
Because we've run out of ideas.
Lady Gaga was at a metal show, but too bad it wasn't yours, Rob.
Oh, yeah, Laser Wolf. It was like a late night show.
Yeah.
She just showed up with four big bodyguards around her, so no one approached her and headbanged.
I've got to read this. Noah would want Jeff Loomis to piss in her hair. Is that true?
As if that hasn't happened already.
And this is
I don't
so...
want anyone peeing on me. Let me just say
that.
Okay.
Noah's the top.
You're just like watching.
I would watch.
You're the dom, not the pass, right? You
She's
like
in charge.
Yeah.
I would say I am the giver,
okay.
Not the taker.
If you were a gay guy, you would be the top.
But Jeff Loomis, you'd make an exception for Jeff Loomis, right?
No.
She would have in her younger years. She's spoken for
in
it.
My younger years.
Oh,
right.
Of course. I'm saying if you were single. I'm not saying.
No.
This is what Laser Wolf sounds like.
And also,
I'm not really into blondes, by the way.
Would you? This is so random, but would you let Dick Murdoch throw up on you? I don't know why
Say
that's
Rob,
relevant.
Professional wrestler, Dirty Dick Murdoch. What's funny is that our showcase was at the Dirty Dog Bar.
Oh, that's why.
Dirty Dog. And on every post when I would geotag Dirty Dog Bar, there would be comments, Dirty Dog or
Dirty
Dick?
Yes.
Yes.
Dirty Dick.
Because I kept thinking it. Can I ask you a question? You, the other day, you like tweeted and Instagrammed a couple photos of some lady singing, and you wrote that she was singing Black Sabbath. Was that a typo, or is that something else?
Oh, that was a typo. Oh, no, it was Black Sabbath.
There was multiple times you posted
it. That was our
it.
Friend Sarah Beth. She was out on the road with Mutoid Man.
I don't know who that is.
Mutoid Man?
I don't know who Sarah Beth is.
Our friend.
I don't know. Who's
she's
our?
Going out, no NI.
Oh,
no.
She's
I'm
going
sorry.
Out with no NI.
She's going out oh, with no yeah. NI. She's going out with the bassist of Mutoid Man, so she was like their merch girl. On the road, and she sings in a Dio cover
Holy,
band.
No.
Holy Diva? I think
yeah,
it is.
Holy Diva.
And then so they invited her up to do a Dio or a okay. Sabbath song.
But how do you spell Sabbath wrong?
Yeah, I was just drunk.
But all you have to do is type the same letter that you just typed.
Or read what you write before you
post
it.
You did it twice.
He was singing double.
How did I do
it
twice?
He typed two Bs.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
It was one post. What do you mean? How?
No, there were two different posts.
No.
Yes.
No.
They were within 5 minutes of each other, but there were two of them.
Wow, Sid.
Oh, no. Well, that it's just the post to Twitter. It takes a few minutes.
You think it was Antonio Sabato Jr.?
No, there's only one tweet.
I saw two tweets.
I don't believe you.
And it was maybe my math. That's why if it was only one, I'd have been like, all right, that's a typo. But there were two separate ones. And I'm like, is that something else that I've never heard of? What is Sabvath?
One is posted from Instagram automatically, and one is the Twitter auto post.
Okay,
no,
so there's
just
two
the
tweets.
Same. It's the same. I only wrote it once. It just
okay.
Posted twice.
Either way, what is Sabvath?
It is a Sabbath typo. Jeez, get over it.
BB. It's easier to do BB than BV.
It's easier to do bareback?
I
don't understand.
Yeah, literally, that is true.
Can you just like imagine Sid like on his toilet going through Twitter just getting
yeah.
so angry over
yeah.
that typo?
Because I was confused. I thought I didn't know something. I thought it was my fault. It's your fault.
You are everything that's gone wrong in this world.
That's right. Thank you. This guy walked Sabbath on stage in 1973.
I walked Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you? I'm trained classically. I'm trained contemporaneously.
I'm trained grammatically. What is a sad bath? What's a sad bath?
I want to know.
Go to a studio. Go practice.
Oh, my God. He's
get a still check. Yes. Get by the teacher. Double 100 pack. For God's sakes. Nothing. He was all tiny fingers. Put the ribs down.
Your barbecue sauce on some of those buttons.
That's not what sticky keys mean.
Now I'm hungry.
Who are you?
646-929-1357.
We're in the home that, stretch.
The number to dial. We got a few minutes left. Having a party. Future Island party.
Oh, God, stop it.
Partying by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Campion writes, I drove through a crowded South by Southwest. Who the fuck are you? Yeah. Not funny.
That's what that guy's saying in jail.
Pretty funny. Nothing.
Was he a good rapper, though?
I think he was like a producer. He wasn't even a rapper.
Oh, really? Lame. Couldn't it have been Pharrell? Or at least standing online.
Oh.
I'm over Pharrell. I was over Pharrell in like 1999, whenever the fuck he first came out with the Neptunes or whatever.
Nerd.
Yeah. Now, like all of a sudden he's famous again.
Rob, if Steve Harvey likes Future Islands, would you still like them? You've been asked in the chat.
Well, Rob doesn't have as much against them as you do.
I don't like Steve
What if
Harvey.
Hitler likes Future Islands? Would you stop?
I mean, I'm sure Hitler liked certain things I like, maybe certain foods. Probably like...
Sure
bratwurst.
What if Sid liked the Future Islands? Would you stop?
I
thought Sid might like Future Islands because he likes indie stuff.
But come on.
It's no worse than Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you
That's
for agreeing
absurd.
With me. Oh.
All right.
To answer your question.
Also, I hate way more indie stuff than I like.
Okay, fair enough.
If Steve Harvey did like Future Islands, it would not change my opinion
okay.
because he doesn't have to be 100% wrong about everything.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Right, exactly. He's still a fucking horrible,
yeah.
manipulative, terrible person.
Yes.
By the way, the bummer, I had no tacos at South by Southwest. There was nothing in my vicinity.
How is that possible?
It was just
down in every fucking block.
There was nothing really around that I can get. No, there wasn't. There was bratwurst on every block. I had a lot of sausage.
You're going to have to get a colonic.
Had a lot of sausage in my mouth.
A lot of nitrates.
sending up. I know I've been trying to avoid nitrates ever since I read a scary article online about how it's going to lead to like cancer or something. Yeah. Although I talked to Darren about it, and Darren sent me another article where it's like, oh no, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So I basically for any sort of scientific stance, there will be just as many articles for it and against it.
Right.
Because then we started talking about okay, sorry.
Well, I'm sure that the sausage people sponsored that article.
Then I was talking about like how I only get organic eggs or like free range eggs. I don't want my chickens caged because I feel like the stress probably
goes into their eggs.
Yeah, it goes into their eggs. But then Darren linked me to an article that said, oh, actually, the eggs with, or, and also I didn't like the hormones. That was actually the main thing.
How do you think that rib got so big?
Hormones, GMOs.
No. Yeah. You know how they, like, I recently found out that places that raise cows, they nail their feet to the ground and they just feed the cows so that they get big, right? To the point where their knees break.
Oh, my God.
Their whole purpose to be alive is just so that you have that gigantic...
Wow. Robin had a dream about that, except it was him and he was being force-fed shrimp cocktails. It was a good dream.
It certainly was not a nightmare.
So,
by the
way, put a little cocktail sauce on that broken knee, it'll be fine.
What you were saying is true, though, that there can be articles on both sides of any issue, but usually there's a bunch of articles that are right, written by scientists, and a bunch of articles that are bullshit, written by nutcases with blogs. So
people being paid by whatever special interest.
That too.
Right. No, but it's all like research. Like I agree. I'm very I don't just necessarily believe any article.
No,
I
didn't say that. I think you're one of the most rational people I know. You weigh things out. You know.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
being serious.
But the thing about the eggs, though, what was interesting is that the organic eggs spoil faster, and so some people were eating spoiled eggs, leading to more. So the fact that there is hormones that allows it to last
that's
a little longer.
Why they do that?
Yeah.
But if you want to eat, you know, cage-free eggs or whatever because you think it's moral to the animals, I have a problem with that. But to say, like, it's going to kill you or it's like
no,
an evil
it
plot.
It just tastes better.
Yeah, whatever, sure. Those animals exist to feed us.
Yep.
So I have no problem with eating them. I do think they should be treated humanely as possible.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Sid doesn't.
I just feel like if they're only born to die and be in our bellies eventually, then what happens in between is of...
So by that logic, if a child is born to only be a sex slave, is that fine?
What?
But that's not a legal industry.
Yeah.
Making food for us is a legal industry.
I'm on your side, but that wasn't...
And what about in Thailand? If it's legal in Thailand.
Well, in Thailand, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Look, no.
But also, you want to treat them good so they're sexy looking when they're old enough to be a sex slave. If they're all withered and frail with, like, ribs jutting out.
Some people have certain types.
All right, well, then there you go.
I think we got off on a tangent.
Yeah, we're off here. Let's come back.
If it's a conscious living thing, I don't think it should suffer, you know. But I do think that they should be – there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with eating meat. Most cows have a memory span of, like, 5 seconds.
And they're
also
sort of assholes.
Why? I thought there was a follow-up to that.
There might be
kidding.
An article somewhere. Cows are assholes. It's on
Let's
Huffington Post.
Oh, I also recently learned that... I'm sorry.
New study says cows are assholes.
Top 12 cow nip slips.
That's BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
I never knew that a lamb was a baby sheep.
What, really?
That's something that I learned recently.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was like its own animal.
Oh. How about veal? Those
that's a baby
animals.
Cow.
Okay.
That I know. But I didn't realize that a lamb was a baby sheep.
What about an eaglet? What's that?
What? I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea.
An eaglet.
Where does the Whopper
eagle.
Jr. come from?
Horse meat.
Good.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Okay.
Did you guys see on Deadspin a few days ago, they posted FCC complaints from the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, I didn't see that.
Now, the Super Bowl halftime show
Didn't
had the Red
happen
Hot...
like a month ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, the complaints are just being released. The Red Hot Chili Peppers played. It was awful.
With Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Terrible.
They just did like one song.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars was terrible.
Yeah. The majority of the negative feedback was towards the Chili Peppers.
Bruno Mars is just terrible anyway, but that was also a bad performance.
There's some good songs. I don't know.
All right, I'm not a fan. Sorry.
I found it indecent that I had to see nipples of Anthony Kiedis and Flea on the halftime show.
Wow, like male?
Yeah.
Both men.
Wait, they were really saggy.
Both men and women should have to wear shirts. There are children watching, for goodness sake.
Wait, can you actually read this too,
as Mr. Vitelli?
Okay. I'll read it as the trumpet guy. It's almost the same.
I found it!
Oh, which one? The next one?
Yeah. So how is it okay for male performers...
Oh, I just spit on your computer.
It's okay. ...to perform shirtless, showing both nipples? Yet you sanction nipple showing by Janet Jackson? That's sexism!
I agree, that's fine.
That's a good one.
That's not even like really a complaint about the show. That's more just like...
Wait, this next one, one more. All caps.
All caps.
This person named Anthony Kiedis was naked to the waist. W-A-S-T-E. Thrusting his pelvis, saying that what he got to give it, put it in you.
These are all jokes that people said.
Yeah.
To
no. It has to be. He's clearly talking about his penis. I am shocked and offended that the FCC would allow this filth. First Janet Jackson talking about breastises. Okay, that's fine.
You know, this is all written by the bassist from Pearl Jam. He's just jealous and spiteful.
Then Paul McCartney. With no E. Talking about marijuana. Then Bruno Mars talking about my penis. And he talked about this guy's penis?
When did Paul McCartney talk about marijuana? I don't know what that is in reference.
Maybe he's just in general pro-weed.
Oh. Maybe you could drive my car because I'm high? Too high to drive? The Anthony Kiedis talking about his penis. Stop this now! That had to be fake, though. Come on.
Yeah,
breastises?
Yeah, like people just fucking around.
Who says breastises?
People in the Midwest.
No, they don't. That's a ghetto thing.
No, yeah, and it's a jokey ghetto thing. It's not. Come on.
It's not actually. I've heard people sincerely say breastises.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
My old job all the time.
But they knew that wasn't the proper pronunciation.
I think when I don't get into the whole like linguistics thing, but when something ends with STS, people expand it to like they'll say fistuses. I've heard people say that a lot.
Everyone knows that the proper pronunciation is boobalicious.
Right, Rob?
Isn't that?
Agreed. Metallica's playing a new song tonight in Colombia. So tomorrow we're going to have a new
Metallica. That's a very good pronunciation.
Colombia? Yeah.
Colombia.
So is it going to be good, do you think?
No.
Are you looking forward to it? Do you think
why?
Be something?
Why are they playing in... Why?
Well, they're going to be playing a new their first new song.
You should give it
Jeff
to
America
Oh, a
first.
New song. I missed that point.
Yeah.
Is this like the first date of a new tour or something?
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of festival dates, and this is the first one this summer because they haven't played for a while now.
I see.
And they're releasing a new song for the summer.
When was the last time you gave a shit about a new Metallica song other than like Morbid Curiosity? It's not going to be good. Come on.
If history is any guide, they are going to start doing the Future Islands dance on the stage.
Oh, my
yes!
God. Could you imagine?
They co-opt anything that is popular in culture.
That I would watch.
The pyrotechnics that burn James the Future Islands while he's dancing?
No.
That's a great idea.
No. Come on.
Let's get on that.
Just imagine how great he would look with his face on fire while he's doing that jive.
Oh, and just like when it happened to James Hetfield, afterwards Guns N' Roses will not play. So
and
maybe there'll be another riot.
Kapsberger said, imagine how many people in Colombia that Lars can watch do coke.
Oh, my God. He might never leave.
Wow. Well, and here's another one. About any new metal song.
Yeah.
Well,
NU metal or NEW metal? Because he gives.
I just
thought
that my favorite performance was a Mutoid Man.
Well,
that's not a lot of it.
That was your favorite. You said that was your favorite metal performance.
Metal performance. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like.
And I liked all the bands at our showcase. Obviously.
Oh, can you name one?
The Ocean.
That's a thing.
Felix Martin.
The Ocean.
Scale the Summit.
That's a guy, not a.
The Atlas Moth.
But
Rivers of Nile.
Left before. before the show was done to go see Future
Yeah,
Islands.
Which one of those bands did you miss while you were outside?
No comment.
Who paid the bands?
South by, it's a South by showcase. South
oh,
by
so then
we just promoted it. We just put
oh.
we just picked the bands in South by.
Why did they let you do that?
That's how it works.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You had to pick a show.
Oh, I walk Black Sabbath on. Who are you? I walk the ocean on stage. It's South by Southwest. Don't call it South
Rob,
by.
Rob didn't even walk them on stage because he was walking himself to a whole different venue.
I walked over to for Future Islands.
That's the other reason that I think they liked Future Islands so much, because it was all these guys that are sort of like the meek people at the metal shows.
Oh, yeah.
And now they get to go to an indie show and be the tough guys because they're the metal crowd. It's like nobody knows that we're the pussies at our own shows.
Sid is the first person. Sid is the first person in maybe 20 years to refer to me as meek.
Do I look meek, Sid?
No, you. That's the point. Anybody at a metal show who knows you knows
yeah.
that you're not going to be a tough guy. But at another
One
show, they
you
just see you
in
and you.
A band called Meek.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your reputation
murder.
Is a clean slate.
Yeah.
They could think you're like the big
yeah.
show.
So, like, so all these like little trust fund hipsters at the Future Islands are like, oh my god, these people are loud and rowdy. This is scary, and you could be all tough to them and push to the front because they don't know that you're all a bunch of marshmallows.
Oh,
so that's another thing you probably like, that you're like the tough guys.
I like marshmallows. Oh wait, what? No, I don't care about that. I didn't think about that even at all. Come on.
Oh, crazy metal crew's here, the drummer says.
Our metal
like
bros.
That.
Our metal bros.
Because
that's
shows
what
people
he said.
Don't say that to you.
Rob, L. Deuterino is asking a very pertinent question. Would Rob dive in front of the drunk driver to save Future Islands?
Of course. Are you saying Rob's presence in front of a car would stop the car?
Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't. No. My life is more valuable than Future Islands.
Wow.
Sorry.
But maybe after this week when you listen to their album over and over.
Maybe once I really get into them, I'll change my mind. But
Please.
At the moment, no. All right, well.
Oh, Rabba.
Other than you guys just not getting
Next
Future
week,
Islands.
Future Islands is going to be so passe.
Yeah, Rob won't even remember. He'll be like, what? I was kidding.
Yeah.
You guys know I was kidding.
No.
Just fodder for the podcast.
There, I feel like every year we at South By, the crew of us that goes, we always have one band that we obsess over.
What was
or
our
artist.
Year?
Last year was Robin.
Yeah, and
you
how
mentioned
far
her
did that
so
go?
Many times.
I still love Robin.
Mm-hmm.
She's not bad, though.
She's good.
You just like
Future
Robin.
Future Islands is terrible.
You just like Robin because she has your name and her name.
It's true.
Wow,
Mama Robin.
Mama Robin. Mama Robin.
I don't have her number. I can't call it.
Damn it. Who was it the year before?
Chromio was the year before.
All right, okay. All right.
And then this year, Future Islands. There we go. All right, well, we're winding it down. I had a great time.
Me too.
Yeah. This week. I feel like it's I feel like we've only maybe done an hour so far. I can't believe the show's over.
Are you saying that we should extend it to a 3-hour podcast?
No. I am spent. I want to go home and just lay in bed.
Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day?
They were already out today, by the way.
Is that
tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
Well, since it's on a Monday, they've been celebrating since Saturday, basically.
Is it on a Monday every year?
No, it's the 17th every year.
Oh, I see.
There was a very drunk girl on the corner of this block yesterday.
Well, that's probably most days, though.
Sid, have you had your Shamrock Shakes?
No. I don't like it. I tried it for the first time last year, and I didn't like it.
Oh, I see.
What is that?
What McDonald's has, those green milkshakes.
Ew.
The mint shake
with the green pink slime.
Yeah. No.
They use green slime for that.
Yeah.
Not pink slime.
That's what they use for the strawberry shakes, the pink slime.
Ew.
Are we going to play out with the new Future Islands song?
Ooh.
Oh, cool. Let's hear
Exclusive.
It.
Exclusive.
Complete with dance.
All right, well, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
It's not unusual.
not healthy.
P-E-N-I-S. Anus licking causes sepsis. Bisexuals always become insane. Seduced with illegal rohypnol.
Go to hell! Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody!